Welcome to 2 Minutes in Trade, where we interpret the latest trade news to help you understand the impact on your business. For a comprehensive background on the issues discussed today, please visit strtrade.com. Today is Monday, April the 8th, 2024. I'm Nicole Bivens Collinson, Managing Principal and Operating Committee Member at Sandler, Travis & Rosenberg. Despite the total solar eclipse today, DHS is seeking to shed more light on imports of textiles and apparel according to an enhanced strategy that was released on April the 5th. Working together with Customs and Border Protection, they have laid out plans focused on the textile and apparel industry to intensify targeting of small package shipments, i.e. the 321 de minimis shipments of goods direct to consumers valued at less than $800, conducting joint special operations, increasing customs audits and foreign verifications, and expanding the Uyghur Forced Labor Prevention Act entity list. Their plan includes cracking down on small package shipments to prohibit illicit goods from entering the U.S. markets. They'll do this by improving screening of packages claiming the Section 321 de minimis exemption for textiles, UFLPA, and other violations, including expanded targeting, laboratory and isotopic testing, and focused enforcement operations. Also, they'll be conducting joint CBP-HSI trade special operations to ensure cargo compliance, including physical inspections, country of origin, isotopic and composition testing, and in-depth reviews of documentation. CBP will issue civil penalties for violations and coordinate with HSI to develop and conduct criminal investigations when warranted. Better assessing risk and expanding customs audits and increasing foreign verifications. DHS personnel will conduct comprehensive audits and textile production verification team visits to high-risk foreign facilities to ensure the textiles qualify under the U.S.-Mexico-Canada Free Trade Agreement or the Central America-Dominican Republic Agreement. CBP visited 31 facilities in Mexico, the first under the USMCA last year, and 18 facilities in Honduras. And they're on track to double that number of total verifications this year. Building stakeholder awareness. They plan to engage in an education campaign to ensure importers and suppliers in the CAFTA DR and USMCA region understand compliance requirements and are aware of CBP's enforcement efforts. They plan to leverage the U.S. and Central America industry partnerships to improve facilitation for legitimate trade and to expand the UFLPA entity list. However, the increased focus could frustrate legitimate traders, especially those involved in the USMCA or CAFTA DR, which could ultimately negatively impact U.S. domestic cotton farmers, yarn spinners, and fabric makers who rely on these markets as their primary export destinations.
With professionals in 9 offices, Sandler, Travis & Rosenberg is the largest international trade, customs, and export law firm in the world. This is for informational purposes only and is not legal advice. The hiring of an attorney is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. Ask us to send you free written information about our qualifications and experience. Email us at messages@strtrade.com.